night of the Lion Gate, the 8th of the 8th, the 8th day of the month of August. We had a tremendous build-up towards this gate in the past few days. The Lion Gate is open for about 4 days. It's an important passage, like a threshold we have to go through every year. This year the expansion is huge. The movements are extremely complex and chaotic. You can expect the month to be a rocky road. The new moon was today in the middle of the afternoon on this Lion Gate. New moon in Leo strong firm invitation to reverse your vision and to bring the cosmos within yourself. It is urgent. We have no time left. It is now. We need to bring the entire cosmos back into ourselves where it belongs. Because we are the cosmos. And currently for many, many millennia, we have been obliterated. We have been separate. We have been delusioned. And as a result, we have been unable to see that. So we need to reverse our perspective on life entirely and bring the cosmos back within, so we can see ourselves as we are. We are the entire cosmos. There's no limit to our being. Our perceived world inside, in our mind, in our heart, is a distorted, is a falsified version of the universe that we are. Therefore, the experience we have of the world outside us is corrupted, altered as well. None of the things we see are the way we see them. None of the events we take part in or witness are the way they look. In order to see reality as it is, we have to take the step, to take the leap, and radically reverse our focus. Bring the cosmos within. If we are the cosmos, we are the source of all that is. And our light can shine and show us how things are in reality. Within, at the heart of ourselves, in the depths of our internal self, only can we access the truth. And consequently correct, adjust, perception we have, the understanding we have of our inner world, of our inner truth, in our heart, in what we feel, in our mind, what we think, what we know, And then only can we align our heart and mind with our consciousness. An expression of the source. When we become conscious of our inner reality, when we can see through the veils, acknowledge who we are and embrace that reality as our own reality, then we become free and we can see the outside reality as it is. Through all the veils, without any distortion or corruption. So it is of paramount importance right now that you take that leap and bring the entire cosmos back into your heart, into the core of your being. Because if you don't do that, if you don't take the reins of your life, somebody else will do. If you don't rule your world, somebody else will do. You are that pure light that eternally shines at the core of your being. You are the source of the cosmos. We all are. Nobody, nothing else can decide anything for you unless you let them do. So bring the entire cosmos back inside yourself. Settle in the middle of it and go quiet. We need to become stiller. To achieve that somersault, and restore our integrity, and reveal who we are to ourselves, as we don't know it anymore, and haven't for many millennia, and to the world. each one of us is the source of the cosmos, the entire universe. Each one of us is a beacon of light shining over our realm, our kingdom. Each one of us is the only ruler of our world. The reversal is needed, it's urgent. The cosmos within means that as you are in your perfection, you are the center of the universe. Each one of us is the center of the universe, from where we choose, create, manifest or demanifest anything and everything we like as we please. We are a microcosm, a small universe. We are the universe in a small version. Small or not so small as we can expand. Yeah. And are bound to expand to match the size of what we call the macrocosm, the big universe. There's actually no difference between the two, except that we have been made to believe that we were small and that the universe was big. This is part of the duality game that has been going on for eons. The separation of the microcosm and the macrocosm. With that huge confusion in the middle, the space where all the battles are being fought right now, the battles of illusions and delusions. The battles of the fake everything on all fronts. This space in between is not an illusion. It is where we have to step. This is where we have to navigate. Yet, is not going to last. As the microcosm and the macrocosm have to come back together. That is the end of the game. The complexities, the atrocities of the games played in that in-between space are not there to block you, to restrict you, to limit your freedom. Because nothing can stop you from doing anything you choose if you are yourself. They can only limit and block you if you let them. We need now to regain control over our own selves. That's why the entire cosmos belongs within and not without. Because it's only from within, from the core yourself, that you can see the truth. There's no truth out there. It's within. That truth only will help you make your own choice, take your own steps, and decide of anything you want for yourself at any given moment. Whatever happens. We are the universe. We are one and whole. And nothing can change that. Nobody, no force can ever destroy, negate that power that we are when we own our own cosmos, that is the cosmos at large. And shine our light in the middle of it. How can we achieve that? To bring the cosmos within is a choice you make. The sooner will be the better. Within that cosmos, once you have brought it back in, you will explore ways, paths, you will attempt to move, shift things. you will sort out your own reality step by step. There is no radical, definite, preconceived solution. There is only this unpredictable itinerary, this journey you take day after day, moment by moment, step by step, in which things, actions, words, or else become obvious as you go. Once you have made the choice to bring your cosmos back within, you are the ruler of your reality. And firstly, you will regain the sovereignty of your inner world, the world of your heart, where many emotions are coming and going, the world of your mind, with all the thoughts and ideas and other concepts you may create. There is a safe way. You can practice that ingenuous simple way of being yourself as the master of your life. Little things will help. For instance, when you get in touch with the elements, when the warmth of the sun touches your skin, when you are busy with simple tasks in daily life, like lacing your shoes, washing your hands, then in the contact with matter, the sensations you have, the feelings you have in the interaction, the relationship with any aspect of matter, the stuff the dense world is made of. There, in that relationship, a space opens that helps you gain confidence in your ability to rule your own world, because as you are in relationship, in conscious relationship with anything in the dense world, your entire being vibrate and resonates. This is how you will know that you are here, that you are fully present. And that you don't have to control anything in the process, but simply live the experience and enjoy it. So, small things, contact, touch, watching carefully, listening deeply, etc., will help you stay in touch with your own self and away from the delusion of the external world. Because unless you are centered enough in your universe, in your cosmos, to know the truth, any perception, understanding, knowing you may have of reality will be false. This one dive on the new moon in Leo, as the Lion Gate is open this year, is urging you swan dive is not an option, it is what you have to do. Well, you may choose otherwise. With consequences, so consider your life, your authority, your sovereignty. Be more essential than anything else external. Or even internally suggested. Turning inwards is not enough. Seeking the truth within will be of no help unless you reverse your viewpoint on reality radically and definitely. Remembering that you are who you are. That is the entire cosmos. That there is no small and big cosmos. No macro, micro, anything. This can only be achieved by bringing the entire cosmos back inwards, into yourself, in the core of yourself, and nowhere else. Unless that step is taken, there is little hope for freedom. Of movement, of action, of thoughts. Be aware that the current chaos, brutality, confusion, is also an invitation to stand up in our power. And own who we are and see that no matter how complex and difficult and painful the current situation is all around the globe, it is the quickest way, the safest and the simplest way for all of us to realize who we are. And embrace it.